close.
So, Pete? It's 4:15 p.m. on Wednesday, April 15, 2015. Members present are Senator Pete Kelly, Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, Senator Donald Olson in the House. We have Representative Steve Thompson, member, Representative Les Guerra, member, and myself, Representative Mark Newman, Chair. Today's agenda will be addressing the following departments based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated April 15th. It had been posted earlier that we would be covering the Department of Health and Social Services agenda today. We will be holding that for later. So today we will do the Department of Natural Resources, and Department of Transportation.
Mr. Chairman, can I have an anise, please?
Anise.
Mr. Chairman.
We'll go to the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, on line one, Senate. On line two, Senate, and change fund source to in-state natural gas pipeline fund. Fund code 1229. Item 3, House. Item 13, Senate. That's it.
Is there any objection?
Yes, there is, Mr.
We have an objection by Representative Guerra. Representative Guerra, I want to speak to your objection.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just on items 1 and 2. I just hope the Conference Committee would consider Those two cuts are to North Slope gas commercialization experts, the staff that we have at DNR to help bring our gas to market. There's a cut total in those two lines of roughly $4.3 million. It's my understanding from the administration that they believe that this will hamper their efforts to move ahead with a gas pipeline and get our gas to market and hopefully to Asia. If the administration has changed its position, I don't know that, and I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned it slows down and hampers the project to bring gas to market.
Representative Gadd, discussions that I've had with the department, they felt that they were okay with this, so. At ease. We'll go back to order. On the Department of Natural Resources, we will take items number one and put it on hold. Item number two, hold. Is there any objection to this motion passing?
No.
Nope.
Objection has been removed. This action closes conferenceable items for the Department of Natural Resources budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Natural Transportation.
I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. Item number one on line one, Senate. On line two, House. Item two, Senate.
Excuse me. Item two, Senate. Item three, Senate, for both fund sources. Item four, Senate, for both fund sources. Item five, House, for both fund sources. Item six, Senate, for both fund sources. Item seven, Senate, for both fund sources. Item eight, Senate. excuse me. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, Senate. Item 11, Senate for both fund sources. Item 12, House. Item 13, Senate for both fund sources. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, Senate. Item 17, House for both fund sources. Item 18, House minus 156.9 thousand, general fund, fund code 1004, and minus one position. Item 19, Senate. Item 20, Senate. Item 21, Senate. Item 22, House for both fund sources. Item 23, House. Item 24, Senate. Item 25, Senate. Item 26, Senate. Item 27, Senate. Item 28 through 50 remain open. And Mr. Chairman, because my microphone wasn't on, item number one was on line one, Senate. On line two, House.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing and seeing none, motion passes. This action leaves open items 28 through 50 for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. We anticipate that our next meeting will be Thursday, April 16 at 4 p.m. Bases will be updated to reflect the department that will be addressed as soon as determined. Is there any other business or any other questions or comments from members? Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Any objection? And in seeing none, we'll adjourn for the day.